Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. Woo! Thanks for coming back. I'm Gigi, your host. And today we're going to talk about the life-changing benefits of strength training. And if you are not a fan of strength training, or if you're not convinced by the end of this podcast that strength training is what you need to be doing, then I don't know what's going to convince you, because we're going to talk about all that today. But first, I want to share a little background of my personal fitness story. I was a HIIT fanatic. All I did was high intensity interval training and cardio and whatnot. Like, that's literally all I did. And I did it because it gave me all the things that I think I needed in a workout based on what I heard from other people in the industry, right? It needed to be hard. It needed to be something that was making you breathe hard and sweat a lot. And it needed to have variety, because you had to keep your body guessing so you could burn more calories, right? Like, that was a legitimate, like, that's something I actually believed in. And every workout, it was like, it was me against my body. The more I tormented it, the more I, you know, tired it out in a workout, the more I destroyed it, in a sense, so to speak, the better, right? And on top of that, I was also eating nothing but veggies, because I had this idea in my brain that I couldn't eat anything processed and nothing more than 1200 calories. But that's another story for another time. Just tons of BS that I fell for. And because of that, like, I legit could not last more than 2 weeks with the way I was working out and the way I was eating. I would just be completely destroyed. My body would be so depleted and I would be so fatigued all the time and get so burnt out. But on top of that, my muscles, bones, and joints were in so much pain, and getting out of bed, walking down the stairs was legitimately painful to me. And then on top of that, I wasn't losing weight. Like, I wasn't seeing the results. So obviously mentally I was getting burnt out. But at that time, I remember I was so depleted and so destroyed that, like, physically, that I remember calling my doctor and I was like, "Doc, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if I have cancer. I don't know if I have osteoporosis. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like a 25-year-old in an 80-year-old body. I can't even walk up and down the stairs normally." Like, I literally said that. And also on top of that, like, I wasn't losing any weight. So I was like, yeah, something's going on. Like, there has to be something wrong with my thyroid, fully convinced that if I were to go in and get tests, that something would come out just terribly wrong. Everything was fine. He was like, "Gigi, you're fine. Just, you know, take care of yourself." And so I was like, okay, well, I guess this is just what I get, right? For being an athlete all these years is, you know, just some nagging injuries from tons of jumping, diving, and volleyball. And obviously wakeboarding isn't the nicest to my body. So there's that. And then I was like, yeah, well, I guess I was just, you know, blessed with a really freaking slow metabolism. And those are the cards that I've been dealt. It is what it is. And I just got to deal with it. And so in that case, I just got to work harder. So I kept doing it, right? The HIIT, studio classes, cycle bar, running, all the things. I was working my freaking tail off, only to derail after a couple of weeks because I legitimately couldn't do it anymore. And then I would beat myself up for it, right? Like, I'd beat myself up. I'm like, "Man, Gigi, like, your discipline sucks nowadays. What's going on?" And then I would, like, go into the weekend with my friends and just, you know, binge on all the alcohol and food. And I'm like, well, nothing I'm doing is working anyway, so I may as well just say screw it, right? And then I would feel guilty about it and beat myself up about it and be like, "You know what? Nope. This time is it." And then I start Monday, right? I'll start again Monday. Just a miserable cycle until I found strength training. And it's crazy to think, because I've known about strength training my entire life. Like, I, you know, went to college and we had strength workouts, strength and conditioning. But I always had this fear around strength training that I was just, like, trying to stay away from it because it, quote unquote, makes you bulky. And I didn't want to get bulky. I'm already, like, my structure is already kind of, like, thicker. Like, I don't want to be more bulky. So even in college, when we had weight training for volleyball, I was somehow able to just get around
from get away from lifting heavy. And so I would do things like high rep, low weight, or just things to work around it. Or I would say my back would hurt, so I couldn't squat heavy. Right. And so I got away with being naturally athletic and lean just from being like extremely active from sports for many years. But I never actually got like strong because I wasn't lifting. I wasn't really actually building muscle and getting stronger. And it was because I was just scared of getting bulky. And so I would stray away from it. But I think that's why, you know, after I graduated and after I wasn't necessarily an athlete anymore, I stopped being as active. I was putting on a little bit of weight, you know why. And then when I started to go back at it again with some hard, heavy workouts, intense workouts, my joints instantly got achy. My body got soft and fluffy, like everything, my body just lost its shape. And it seemed like it was just going in the wrong direction because one, I wasn't an athlete anymore. So I wasn't extremely active. And two, I didn't have a solid foundation of muscle and tone to work with. It was just like a soft, fluffy body. And so I just thought I had to be extremely active again, like I was in college. And that would come from super long workouts and super intense workouts. Right. So anyways, when I got into strength training, it was because I started working with a coach that I trusted a ton. Like he basically just forced me. He's like, look, let go of the hit and strength train, like go of the hit, build muscle. And then I was like, but I don't want to get bulky. And then he taught me that nutrition has everything to do with, you know, amount of body fat percent and you can lean up and all those things. But before, when I was like, you know what, like what I'm doing now, it just isn't working. So, you know what, I'm just going to go all in with this. I'm going to submit to this. And if it doesn't work, whatever, I can just go back. And I bought in and it changed my life, you know, physically, obviously, but mentally as well. Physically, I feel the best I've ever felt, but mentally there's this hope that I have. And there's this like certainty that I have in what I'm doing where it's like, yep, here I am. I'm going to the gym and I know exactly what to do. And I know exactly what results it's going to give me. Like I'm in complete control of that. I'm so certain in the process. And that type of certainty is crucial for, you know, something that you're working towards long-term. And before that, I never had that certainty. It was like, you know, I was doing things where I was like, all right, maybe this will work, but then it doesn't because I can't stick to it for more than 2 weeks. But then it's like, wait, why am I stopping at 2 weeks? Like, I just got to keep going. Like, I guess just, that's just a part of it. I just got to be miserable and stop being a baby and be more disciplined and stick to it. And then I'll get the results maybe, but I didn't know. Right. And little did I know, I was actually destroying my body and depleting it and burning muscle and, you know, and hurting myself. Like it was legitimately hurting myself and I was falling apart, but now I know, now I'm here. Here I am. Sitting here, you know, with that full knowledge now that what I was doing was just terrible. And so, but there's a sense of freedom. There's a sense of freedom in knowing what to do, obviously, but having certainty in the process. There's a sense of freedom in having certainty in the process that what you're doing, what you're putting your energy to, what you're putting your effort to is going to lead to the result that you want. You just have to be patient. It's just a matter of time. It's going to happen. There's so much freedom in that as opposed to being like, well, I don't know if this is going to work. Maybe it's working. Actually, it's not because I've been doing it for a couple of years now and it's not working. Right. So again, having that type of certainty in what you're doing is absolutely crucial. And if you don't have that certainty, then you got to figure that out. And we're going to speak about the benefits of strength training. And this is going to be for people who have a specific goal of building tone, you know, feeling athletic, feeling strong and having a strong, healthy body. You know, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, but first I wanted to note this because you've heard me talk about this, that, actually in one of my previous, podcasts, I talk about red flags in the fitness industry from coaches and from fitness influencers, people who give out advice and suggest something generally to people, you know, when they don't have context of their goals or their lifestyle and all those things, like you have to be very cautious of that. And I don't typically give advice or suggest things generally to people when I don't have context because context matters. But if there's one, actually two things, if there's two things that I can tell pretty much everybody, despite what their goal is, that's going to benefit them, literally everybody, it's one, eating fruits and veggies, of course, unless you have like an allergic reaction to literally every fruit and veggie, then don't eat veggies. And two, strength training. Like everybody needs strength training, unless you literally don't want any ounce of muscle on your body. You want zero muscle. That's fine. You'll be a twig and that's fine. But just know you also won't feel very good and you'll have an extremely, whatever. We're going to dive into the benefits, right? So I'm going to go into that with that preface of like this strength training, you know, is extremely beneficial for 99.9% people. And for people listening to this podcast, probably 100%. So as we go into the benefits, right, there's obviously temporary benefits of strength training, but there's benefits that will literally last a lifetime. And it will set you up for success for the rest of your life. And it's something that you'll be building upon, you know, for the rest of your life so that you can live a long, good, healthy life. All right. So let's dive into, I have a few different benefits. I mean, we'll bounce around here a little bit, but the first one is obviously first and foremost, it's going to make you physically stronger, right? It's going to make you physically stronger more than any other thing that you do, right? And so why is this important? Why is it important to be physically strong? You know, building more muscle, getting stronger, you have stronger bones, you have stronger joints. So you're more mobile, right? Like things are stronger, therefore they will hurt less, right? And just by being stronger, physically stronger, you're more capable. Therefore, you're more independent in your life and you can just have an overall better quality of life because you can do things on your own. You don't have to ask for help all the time, right? So having a strong, capable body, the best way to do that is to strength train. And strength training is a constant progression too. Like I was saying, it's something that you kind of just build upon for the rest of your life. It's strength training is more important as you get older. They say the best thing to combat age, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're 12 or if you're 25 or 29 like me or 70, like strength training is the best way to combat age. And I don't know about you, but bless all the old people's hearts, you know, they're beautiful. But I refuse to be a dainty, fragile, skinny, soft, weak old woman with terrible posture. I refuse. And so I see that and I'm like, yep, even though I'm 29 years old, what I'm doing now is going to prevent that from happening. You know, for the rest of my life, I know what I need to do in order to prevent that from happening. I know I'm going to get old. I know it happens. But if I can prevent that the best that I possibly can, I'm going to do that. And also muscle takes time to build. So that's why you got to start now, right? Because it takes time and consistency to build muscle. And you don't want to wait until you're 50, 60, 70, or 80, because you've lost time, right? So start now. I swear to y'all, I'm going to be the old woman in the gym, deadlifting 250 pounds, repping out 15 pull-ups. I swear to you, I hope. I mean, I'd be honored to be that woman, but I'm going to work towards being that woman because my quality of life matters that much to me. I care that much about what I'm going to be like when I'm older. And I can't stop aging. No one can stop aging. So that's something you just got to think about. And if it matters that much to you, get started with strength training ASAP. And if you're 50, 60, 70, 80 listening to it right now, I mean, you're not too far gone. You can start now and it will help you. It will help a lot. All right. So speaking of old age, the next thing I was going to talk about, the next benefit is that it's strength training is like the only thing that you can really see yourself doing for the rest of your life that you can literally physically be doing for the rest of your life, other than like walking, right? If that, I mean, you can strength train if you're in a wheelchair, right? But you'll reach a point where you can't physically do HIIT anymore. You can't be jumping on boxes. You can't be doing, burpees, and you can't be doing, you know, some of the things that they do, and you can't do cardio for your entire life. Like when I say cardio, like running and biking and all those things, there's going to reach a point where you can't really do that. Pilates, right? Like there's going to be a point where you reach where you can't do that to the extent of where it actually is benefiting you. Strength training is the one thing that you literally can do for the rest of your life healthily. for yourself, for your body physically. So that may as well be a habit that you establish now. So let me put it this way. If you're not strength training and you're just doing HIIT and you're just doing cardio and you're just doing Pilates and you're just running marathons, but you're not like challenging your muscles, you will 100% reach a point where you won't physically be able to do any of that anymore. If you are consistently strength training and doing HIIT, cardio, all the other things, strength training is going to be the thing that's going to allow you to do those things as long as you want, right? For example, like if you're a marathon runner and you're like zero strength training, you will 100% reach a point where you can't run anymore because your muscles, like literally your body won't be able to tolerate it. Anyways, let's move on from this one. My point is strength training is going to be the most beneficial thing that you can do for yourself when you get old, right? Moving on. It gets better. Strength training obviously builds muscle. And so one of the most common words that I hear people use when talking about their goals is that they want to see more tone. I want to be more toned. I want to see more muscle definition, you know, and that's because that's the body they want and that they'll feel confident and sexy in. And here's the thing, tone is muscle, right? And to see more tone, you need more muscle. To build more muscle, you got to get stronger. And the most efficient way to get stronger, efficient keyword, is with consistent strength training over the course of time. Muscle takes time to build. And the most efficient way to do that is with consistent strength training. Think of muscle and strength as a skill, like a skill that you've developed, right? Like think of any other skill. How do you develop a skill? It's the product of consistent, repetitive movements and actions until it becomes muscle memory. Is that making sense now? So in the case of muscle, you got to be able to do these movements for more weight, more reps, right? And that just comes from being consistent and repeating the movements in a progressive way, building upon that in a progressive way. And so if you want to see more tone, obviously there is a nutritional component to it, but the other requirement is that you just got to get strong, right? And that doesn't necessarily come from Pilates. I mean, in a sense, you're working those stabilizer muscles, which is great foundational work before you go into getting strong. Low weight, high rep. Again, it works those stabilizers, which is good foundational, but just doing that is not going to help you build the tone that you want. And it certainly isn't going to happen from cardio. Cardio is not going to help you build the tone that you want at all. But those things, there's a couple of things that I mentioned there that maybe a tiny bit you'll build muscle, but again, keyword efficiently. Otherwise you're spinning your wheels with that stuff. And I don't know about you, but I'm all about efficiency. You know, if I'm putting in the work, if I'm dedicating the time and energy, I want the results without spending any extra time and energy. So I'm going to do the thing that gives me the biggest bang for my buck, but that's just me. Right. And so since my goal is to be toned and strong, that's going to come from strength training. The other part about that goal for me is lean. Lean comes from nutrition. So I'm going to spend my time and energy in nutrition, right? You know, so here's the thing, the Instagram girls that everyone wants to look like, right? They're in the gym lifting. They might not show it. They're probably not posting about it a ton, but they're in the gym lifting, and a lot of them aren't posting about it a ton because it's boring to Instagram followers, right? It's a boring, tedious, repetitive stuff. People like variety. People like fun and exciting and different and new. So they're posting things like HIIT and body weight movements and a lot of different things that are exciting and diverse. But I want to warn you, don't confuse exciting, fun, and diverse with effective, right? Do you want fun, exciting, and diverse, or do you want results? I mean, strength training is fun. Like, do I have fun while I'm lifting? I mean, it's not like, oh my God, like this is so, I'm so giddy. It's like, I have fun because I get the results that I want without all the extra energy. And compared to what I used to do when I was in my HIIT, you know, fanatic days, this is fun to me because I'm not working nearly as hard as I was. And I feel a million times better. So that's what I'm in it for. I'm in it for the results. But if you're in it for fun, because you and because if you enjoy what you're doing, then you'll more likely stick to it. Then by all means, like, that's totally fine. There's really no right or wrong way to do it. So if you like, no, I got to enjoy, otherwise I'm not going to do it. That's fine. Then do what you got to do, but just know that there's probably a more efficient way. And if strength training is fun to you, then that's great. That's a bonus. But you know, I was someone that just wasn't aware of that. So I want to make sure you're aware of that, that fun doesn't necessarily equate to effective. Fun, diverse, and exciting doesn't equate to effective. And so just be aware of that. Cause I wasn't aware of it. I was someone who wasn't in it for the fun. Honestly, HIIT is not fun to me. It's miserable, to be honest. It's really freaking hard and it hurts. And, it's not necessarily fun to me. It's fun in the concept of like community and people, and it's intense and you feel like you did something really hard. You have that sense of accomplishment, but my HIIT workouts were not fun. I was doing it for the results. Little did I know, it was literally taking me in the other direction of the results that I wanted. So for all y'all, just awareness, just know that. Okay. The next thing is it's the true kicker for me. It's honestly probably the main reason why I lift. is that strength training burns more calories overall. You know, it freaking wins that game 10 times out of 10. And here's why. Your metabolism is a result of your muscle mass, right? In other words, the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn, the faster your metabolism. So let's say, you know, Susie is in the gym lifting for an hour, right? And then Josie goes out and runs for an hour. Josie is probably burning more calories like in that hour span of running. She's probably burning more calories than, who's the other person I said? Susie. Because running's a freaking lot of work. Running's hard and you do burn a lot of calories. But when Susie's done running, she stops burning calories. Her body stops burning calories. Well, to the extent, obviously we're always burning calories, but she stops burning calories to the extent that she was when she was actively running. Whereas Josie, when she's done lifting, her body keeps burning calories for up to 48 hours after. That's a fact, because her body's recouping, her body's recovering and rebuilding that muscle. And so that in and of itself, like, already makes me team muscle, hashtag team muscle. Plus I heavily dislike running and cardio. I don't enjoy it. And there's some people out there, a lot of people out there that do enjoy running and do enjoy cardio. And that's great. And they get other benefits from it. They get the enjoyment. There's like a mental component to it that they like, where they like, it's like their thinking time, and that's awesome. I just really don't. So yeah, that's why I'm team muscle. But I'm not done. Here's the best part. And this is why everyone should lift, because you're building muscle, right? And you're burning more calories with muscle. You're burning more calories at rest, like literally by doing nothing. You're generally burning more calories at rest, literally by doing nothing. When you're sleeping, when you're eating, when you're sitting, right? Anything else, like, you have to actually really work for that calorie burn in the moment, like running. But the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn, like I said, just by being alive, doing things without even trying to burn more calories, right? Therefore, you can eat more without putting on fat. The more you can eat without gaining weight, because you're burning more calories. That's it for me. Like, I freaking love food. I'm a foodie. And so I'm in it for that. And if I kept up with the HIIT and the cardio, I'd, you know, still be fluffy and holding on to a little more fat than I'd like the rest of my life, because I'll never give up good food. I thought I would be able to get to a point to convince myself where I don't like food. I don't need food. I don't need good food. I thought I would be able to talk myself to getting to that point, but that's not true for me. Love food. And I tried starving myself, right? Not a good thing for anybody around. So, again, you know, this is good to keep in mind for long term, because as we get older, our metabolism naturally starts to slow down too. And so, as a result, you know, our metabolism slows down, but we also move less. Like, we're not as active. We don't expend as many calories from movement. And so, this is just another crucial part of setting yourself up for success long term with your fitness goals, your health goals, and just making sure your body is healthy. Y'all, the benefits are endless, and the pros far outweigh like the pros of any other form of exercise for most people. Again, I'm I could probably honestly say for everybody, but I don't know. I'm cautious about that. Cause obviously there are different goals. There's a lot of goals out there, but if any of what I talked about today at all is just relevant to you and I'm speaking your language a little bit and I have you intrigued, then this message is 100% for you. And if specifically, if your goal is to build tone, be physically capable and independent, feel strong, have a healthy body, and set yourself up for success in your fitness forever. And you're a foodie who wants to manage their body fat percent and still eat food and enjoy food without feeling like they're putting on fat. Y'all, strength training is 100% of the way to go. So start today. Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.